Okay, this is Peter Sundstrom from ultimatemarketingstrategies.net, and I'm very lucky to have Andy Fletcher today, who's the creator of WP Syndicator. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Peter.
Before we start with the nuts and bolts, if you can just maybe give me a bit of background as to how you got into internet marketing.
Yeah, certainly. My background is all entirely technical. I'm a software guy. I've got a first-class master's from Bristol in the UK. I've done a number of development, like technical management jobs. And about 4 years ago, I have no idea how I came across it. I came across Dan Rain's original 30-day challenge, where he did the if I don't make $15,000 in 1 month using free traffic, then I have to wear a pink thong in public bet. And I followed it quite avidly because I thought it was fascinating, and I thought the approach he took was very interesting, particularly because, you know, I am a very technical guy, and the sort of the approach he took to marketing was very interesting to me. I dabbled in that for a while. I made a couple of scripts which I gave away, didn't really know what I was doing, sort of like cut my teeth in my spare time for a couple of years. And then, like, got into it full time about a year ago when I left a failed startup in London, who kind of ran out of money and stopped paying everyone. So I thought it was time to have a shot at doing stuff myself.
So do you do internet marketing full time, or is it still something you do on the side?
Nope, this is completely full time now. Have been for just over a year, since March 2009.
Okay. So what was your initial motivation behind creating WP Syndicator?
It's an idea I've been bandying around for a while, and to be fair, like the strategy it automates, I've been doing for ages, and a lot of people I know in the space have been doing as well. I mean, I don't think it's any surprise that posting content to high authority sites to get traffic and backlinks, or posting like niche relevant articles to sites like Twitter and Plurk. You know, I think everyone knows that generates traffic, backlinks, search rankings, more traffic. I don't think that's really in dispute. The idea for the plugin was just that, you know, I've done it on a few blogs. Lots of people I know were doing it on blogs by hand. I have a bit of a policy that if I ever have to do something with a computer for a second time, then I should be writing a program to do it for me.
Right, and during your research, had you come across any other plugins that did similar things or didn't quite measure up?
It's a busy space, there's no denying that, and I'm not shy about sort of naming the competitors, it were. There's plenty that do sort of social bookmarking, like OnlyWire and another service whose name escapes me. And there's a couple of services out there called Posterous and Ping.fm, which will do kind of similar stuff to WP Syndicator, but they suffer from their servers are massively overloaded, so content constantly gets lost because they provide this completely for free. Whereas, it's not a huge price, but I've actually got a revenue stream off this, so I'm able to sort of scale it up. And since people are running it on their own servers rather than relying on a third-party server, which happened to be provided for free, there's just more scope for it to keep working, basically. And Posterous and Ping.fm have also been targeted recently. There's several like backlink building spamming programs which actually use them as their sort of hub program, and so lots of Web 2.0 services have been starting to say, look guys, you've got to clear this up, or yeah, we're just not going to accept your content anymore. And that just seemed like a prime opportunity for me to create something where each individual is responsible for the content that they syndicate, rather than it all going through a third party service which could go down any time.
Yeah, and I've certainly had experience of some of the third-party sites that either get overloaded, busy, or mysteriously reject your articles, links, etc. So, yeah, I can certainly see where you're coming from. You pretty much launched WP Syndicator on the Warrior Forum, yeah, and that was a great success, and that's where I first heard about it. So it was quite interesting, the story about the bet you had with your father. So I'm just wondering if you could give us a bit more sort of background as to how that all came about.
Yeah, certainly that's a prime example of me and my big mouth. I was out having some beers with my dad in a pub garden, and this slightly slightly deranged looking guy, obviously a bit depressed that nobody was donating money, came around like shaking his charity bucket, as they do, and I got onto one of my soapboxes, which is, you know, just how flawed the concept of sort of, you know, charity bucket shaking for donations is, because, you know, fair enough, you guilt trip some people into throwing some loose change in, but if people aren't getting more than that sort of, you know, karmic satisfaction of donating money, they're not really inclined to give money to charity, especially, like, given the current state of the economy. Foolishly said the fatal words, you know, I could do so much better. And my dad, who has, to his credit, put up with listening to this rant several times, the poor guy, finally called me on it and said, well, go on then, prove it. And so I forget the exact details of how the discussion went after that, but long story short, the deal was I had 1 month from then to come up with $10,000 for asthma research. So it was, that's when I took like my sort of seed of an idea for WP Syndicator that I was planning to make at some point. And it was like, right, well, if I've got a month to do this, that gives me two weeks to make it and 2 weeks to market the heck out of it. And, you know, the best place I know to generate, you know, lots of buzz and lots of sales for, you know, a good product at a great discount is the Warrior Forum.
Now, how long did it take you to reach the target? Like, from memory, it was a lot shorter than you initially intended.
Yeah, it went incredibly well. We did... basically of the month, I spent the first 2 weeks making the thing and the second 2 weeks marketing it. And in those 2 weeks, I think I'd hit the $10,000 total by about Monday or Tuesday of week four. So about 3 weeks in, and the final total came out at just over $13,000.
Well, yeah, that's definitely a great result. And, you know, yeah, and I think a lot of people were certainly on board because... you know, it's obviously a great cause, and the affiliates were donating any of their money to that cause as well. So
yeah, I can't like emphasize that enough. Really, was just how many great people got behind it, because I've been playing in this space for a while now. I do have lots of great contacts, and some really good friends of mine did, you know, do charity mailings for me. You know, no questions asked, beyond actually testing the plugin out to make sure I wasn't, you know, selling snake oil. They mailed. I didn't do anything for them in return other than say thank you. So I was dead impressed at, you know, just how many people were, you know, willing to stand behind me on that and help me make it.
And on that point, what sort of feedback did you have from some of the people that took up the offer on the Warrior Forum?
Everyone absolutely loves it. It is by far and away the most successful thing I've sold so far. Obviously, like, I'm no doubt about it. The fact it was for charity and the fact that it was an 80% discount helps massively. But in the 2 weeks of marketing, I sold just over 1,300 copies. And to date, there have been 4 refunds. I don't know of any other internet marketing product that can even come close to a 0.3% refund rate.
That's true.
Everyone absolutely loves it. Everyone who writes me, yeah, I'm not denying there have been bugs, there have been problems, but I've been working like hard since then to implement the feature suggestions, fix the problems that have come up, and that's why it's going to ClickBank now, because it's much more stable. It's 3 versions on. There's been loads of great feedback for, I wish it would do this, I wish it would do that, and I've done. About 90% of the things that have been asked for now, and the rest should be done in the next couple of days.
That's certainly a good point, because I know, following the thread on the Warrior Forum, that you're fantastic giving responses to people, and certainly with email support. I don't know how you get enough hours in the day, to be honest. So with... the future developments of WP Syndicator, you said there's about another 10% that you want to finish. What type of enhancements are you looking at?
I should split that into 2 phases, really. The sort of phase number one for me, which is all the stuff I want to get done before it goes to ClickBank, is core functionality, making sure that it's fully compatible with a bunch of auto blog products that are out there. I really want people to be able to set up an Autoblog plugin, set up WP Syndicator and press go, and that should be it. That it should be posting content for them and syndicating it out across the network with, like, it's got fully built-in rate limiting. So you can set it to only do 2 or 3 syndications a day. That way you're not going to get a lot of the Web 2.0 sites just closed down for being too spammy. So all the functionality like that, there's things I want to make it so they can have better targeted anchor text on all of those syndications, which will help with search engine rankings more. And it's sort of that core section is what I want to finish off in the next couple of days. Then longer term plans is just to find more sites that are compatible with it and make it give it further reach. There's lots more that will work with it. But kind of, I think after about 15 sites, you see sort of diminishing returns. So that was a good point to finish the core stuff. And then after that, I can just implement as many other sites as work.
Well, that's true, because and it's like submitting to article directories. There's no real point in submitting to hundreds and hundreds of them when most of them are fairly worthless. So yeah, it's definitely good to have a targeted high quality sites to syndicate to. Now, well, obviously you're very busy with WP Syndicator at the moment, but do you have any other products sort of floating around in the back of your head that you're going to look at developing in the near future?
There's actually two on the go at the moment. One which I've just come out with a good friend of mine, Steve Ayler, which is Backlink Energizer. It uses, it's actually caused a fair bit of confusion because it uses the same core technology as WP Syndicator to spread links to Web 2.0 sites. But what Backlink Energizer does is create, let's say you go out and you hire an outsourcer to build 100 profile links to some money site that you want to rank in Google. What Backlink Energizer does is build backlinks to those backlink profiles on highly crawled Web 2.0 sites. So by doing that, your profile links get picked up really, really quickly, and so you get credit for them in a number of days rather than a number of weeks. We've done plenty of experiments to test using Backlink Energizer against doing nothing, and like our main case study where we built 150 profile links to one new site and 150 profile links to another. After 4 days, 133 of the energized links were indexed by Google, so being credited and helping with search engine rankings, whereas only 30 of the ones that were left alone were. So there's just a massive increase in like search engine effectiveness.
Right, and do you have a time frame for when that might be released?
That one is actually version 1.0, well, 1.2 now I think we're on, is available now on the Backlink Goldmine domain, and then we've kind of done like a slightly lower key rollout with some JV partners just to put it out in the marketplace, let people test it. You know, it's software, some stuff's not going to work quite right. So version 1, I always like to do a bit of a lower key launch, like equivalent to the Wario Forum WSO for WP Syndicator. But that technology has really proven itself. Like several hundred people have bought that now and haven't found any problems. So the goal there is to kind of ramp up the marketing on that, get it on its own site, just let more people benefit from it.
Well, I'm sure that will do very well, as will WP Syndicator. Okay, Andy, well, I know you're a very busy person, so I really thank you for your time, and I wish you all the best with the launch on ClickBank.
Cool, thank you very much, Peter. And yeah, just to say, August 13th, it is Friday the 13th, but we're hoping lucky day, not unlucky day.
I'm sure it'll be a very lucky day indeed. Okay, thanks, Andy.